You're listening to 1680 WOKB AM, Winter Garden, Florida.
Live from Orlando, Florida.
There's been so many things that's held us down, but now it looks like things are finally coming around. I know we've got a long, long way to go, and where we'll end up, I don't know.
This is the Blind and Beyond Radio Show.
Hey, Michael.
What do you want?
You know what? You always talk about me cooking on a grill and you can't do it. Well, guess what? I found a grill that you can cook at.
Yeah, but wait, Gary. I'm afraid of the gas. I don't want to burn down my house.
Well, Smokin' Brothers took care of that. It's S-M-O-K-I-N Brothers. They made a grill, and it's made in the USA, too, which is really cool. But it's a barbecue grill, it's a smoker, and it's a convection oven, and it's all done in electric. So there's no flames for you to put your hands into, Michael. How's that?
Are you saying it's a combination smoking grill and a barbecue grill all together?
Absolutely. And it is so safe.
Who's going to put it together?
Smokin' Brothers will put it together for you. They will not only put it together for you, but they'll install it for you. And Michael, this smoker only has one dial and has clicks you can hear every time you turn the temperature up or down. And I'm going to tell you what, Michael, this is a blind friendly grill. Call Stu at Main Street Mower, Winter Garden. The phone number is 407-654-9299. That's 407-654-9299.
Welcome back to the second hour of Blind and Beyond. The phone number to call in is 407-894-1680. And this is your host, Michael. We have someone on hold. Let's talk to her right now.
Courtney from Georgia.
Courtney, you there?
Yes, I'm still here.
Hi, Courtney. How you doing?
I'm doing good. How are you?
Good.
Nice to meet you.
How'd you hear about our show?
My friend Mary told me about it.
Who did?
My friend Mary from Denver.
Oh, Mary from Denver.
That's nice.
Yep,
okay. So what can we tell you more that you'd like to know about this radio show, which is really your show? That's what we're here for, your show.
Wow, this is so cool. I wanted to say that I've been blind since birth, so I haven't really had any sight.
Oh, you're blind from birth, okay.
Yep.
Well, this show is all about, basically, we are the bridge between the low vision, legally blind, the blind community, and the sighted community, to let them know about what we're doing. At the same time, we're supposed to educate. We're supposed to have fun here. And it's an educational show at the same time having fun.
Fun and informative.
So it's an entertaining show, so we hope we entertain you, that you'll keep on coming back every week and listen to the show.
Okay. Cool.
All right.
That's what it's all about. So
every
keep on.
Sunday
so listen evening. To the show
That's
between
right, every, Sunday,
every Sunday at 7 to 9, and you can stream it on Are you streaming right now on WOKB?
No, I'm not streaming anything right now, but I could.
So how are you listening?
I'm on the phone.
Oh, you're using the app?
Oh, no, I haven't downloaded the app yet. I'm on the phone with you guys.
Oh, she's just calling in.
Oh, you're just
calling in. Okay.
So, all right. So, here's how you listen to the show every week, okay? Sunday from 7 to 9
Eastern time.
Standard Time. Okay?
Okay.
You go to, do you have a computer?
Yeah, I do.
Okay.
I have a Mac.
Okay. So, you go to the computer, and all you have to do is go to WOKB.
Okay.
Radio.com. That's it.
Wow.
That's it.
WOKBradio.com.
That's
okay.
it. And when you hang up, if you go to your computer, you can listen on the computer the show.
I think it says, Chris, right on air on the homepage.
Right. It says listen live on the homepage.
Right.
And here's another way, Courtney, that you can listen to if you want on the phone line at area code 518-712-0057. I'll say it again
for
you.
Say it again.
518-712-0057.
It comes in so clear.
Cool. That's on the phone line.
Yeah, it's great.
And if you have an app, if you have a an app on your phone, you can also listen on right. Most
W-O-K-B
phones have an app.
Has
right?
an app. Yeah,
W-O-K-B. Yeah, we have an app, cool. The TuneIn app.
The TuneIn
tune on your cell phone, and you can tune in that way as well.
And just do the same thing, blind, not blind. It's WOKBRadio.com
okay.
when you go
well,
to the phone line.
Thank you, Courtney.
Thank you
not
so much
problem.
For calling.
We'll
keep
talk
on
to
listening.
You again.
Keep on
thank
listening.
You.
Thank you.
Call us again.
Go to your trivia moment.
Yeah.
I will.
Okay.
Take care.
Trivia
all
time. Right. Trivia time. Phone number to call in for trivia is 407-416-1608. No, 16. I'm sorry. It's not 1608. It's 1680.
Wait, that's okay, Mike. We understand.
1680. 407-894-1680.
Before we go any further, this hour is brought to you by our sponsors. Before we go.
This hour is brought to you by eSight Eyewear, the electronic glasses that let people with low vision actually see.
And there it is right there. Thank you to our sponsors who give us this opportunity to do what we do to bridge the gap between the blind and the sighted. Mike, back to you, Mike.
And that's right. They will be on. And stay tuned, everybody. Don't go away because at 8:20 sharp, eSight will be on the air talking about their amazing new glasses. It's electronic glasses.
Go to trivia right now. Who's singing this song? I wonder who's singing this song. It's an easy one. Who's singing this song?
Do you know the way to San Jose? I've been away so long. I may go wrong and lose my way. Do you know the way to San Jose? I'm going back to find some peace of mind in San Jose. LA is a great big freeway. Put $100 down and buy a car. In a week, maybe two, they'll make you a star. And all the stars that never were are parking cars and pumping gas. You can really breathe in San Jose. They've got a lot of space. There'll be a place where I can stay. I was born and raised in San Jose.
Okay. So who's singing that song? That's an easy one. Phone number to call up, 407.
Now, before we go, I do have David who was in the midst of calling us.
Yeah.
He's from Castleberry. He wants to say hi. David?
David?
That's a new call.
Hello there.
How you doing, David?
Hi, David.
All right. How's it going, Mike?
All right. How you doing?
Real good. I don't want to play the trivia contest, I'm sorry to say, but I did want to kind of toss a question out to your fans or listeners there. Regarding descriptive video movies. Now the FCC has gotten in it and mandated a lot of the big networks to handle more descriptive video on the TV. And I know that we have a couple movie theaters in the Central Florida area that have descriptive video. I'm kind of curious which ones callers feel to be the best, and I was just reading online not too long ago that AMC had a big lawsuit out in California that evidently they do have headsets and descriptive video, but they don't keep maintain their equipment, so even though they can say that they've got it, it doesn't work properly. So I'm wondering if people actually you've used descriptive video here locally, and if they find a particular theater I know that there's some movies that are not out.
We're going to have a whole discussion about this some other time. So
yeah,
give us a call back when we have a discussion on this. We're going to have a whole discussion.
We appreciate the call,
discussion.
Though, David. We have
okay.
other people
thank you very
to
much
call
for David
in.
To call in.
It's nice of him.
And let's go back to trivia. David, I thank you for calling
we
in.
We have Harold from Clearwater on the line.
Oh, Harold from Clearwater. You think you know the trivia?
I think I do. It's pretty darn easy. It's Hal, actually.
Oh,
Hal.
And, okay.
How you doing, Michael and Lynn and Don and Charles, everybody? It's Dionne Warwick.
100% right.
This is Al. He said, okay.
So is it Hal? H-A-L?
No, Al.
Al. A-L.
It's Al. It's our friend Al.
It's Hal. H-A-L.
Oh, it's Hal.
Hal.
Oh, okay.
From Clearwater, Florida.
Yeah. Okay.
Yes, sir. Yes.
Hey, maybe he knows what happened to Tony.
Very good, Al.
Do you know Tony from Clearwater?
That was easy.
Do you know Tony from Clearwater?
I heard him on the show. I don't know him personally.
Yeah,
I heard him on the show.
Oh, we haven't heard from him. Okay.
I don't know him.
Okay. Well, he hasn't called in lately, but thank you.
Congratulations.
Leave your name and phone number and your address. We'll send you out a $10 gift card from Dunkin' Donuts. Thank you for calling and keep on listening.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Congratulations.
Thank you.
Appreciate it.
Thank you.
Hey, before Sheila back, she called back. She wanted to come in earlier while Judy was on.
All righty.
Sheila, how you doing?
Hi, Sheila.
Hey. How are you?
Wait,
hey,
who is
Sheila.
This? Sheila who?
Sheila
hey,
Young.
Hi, how are you? Hi, Dawn.
Hi,
hey,
Mrs. Michael. Old.
I have the answer to the trivia, but I also want to comment on Mr. David's question about the descriptive videos.
Yep.
So the answer to the trivia is Dionne Warwick.
Yeah, someone beat you to a punch. Yep, thank you.
So, but Mr. David, in response to your question about audio descriptive video, there is many theaters that you can go in and you can request the headset. You can listen to descriptive movies. And Netflix has come out with this new app.
Sheila?
That you can listen.
Sheila?
Yes.
We're going to have Dr. Joel Snyder on in a couple of weeks, and he's going to talk all about that. So, David, please listen, David.
Yes.
I think it's the 24th.
He is the pro on audio descriptive, so absolutely.
He will be on from the ACB, yep.
Yep.
So, anyway,
okay.
Thank you, guys. Good
Thanks
show.
Thanks for calling in. Thank you.
Bye. All right.
Bye.
So, Chris.
I believe he's on the phone.
Oh,
he is.
Okay.
Yeah.
Look, the phone number to call in, which I hope you do, folks, it's your show. Call us, 407-894-1680, okay? So if you'd like, you want to sit there, okay, fine. But I really would like if you would call in. You want to tell me off? Tell me off. You want to say something?
Can
you want
I call
to add
in
something
and
to
tell
the
you
show?
Off?
Yes, honey, you can call. Go in the other room and tell me off.
We'll cheer you on.
Okay,
then.
All right.
But at the same time, if you have something really positive to say, something to add to the community, call, talk to us.
Can I just say something real fast?
What?
Debbie, I'm glad you got on finally. It's a private. I got a message from Debbie and Alan out in California.
Yeah.
They were having a little bit of difficulty getting on, but she just got on now. So, hey, Deb. All right. I had to do
that. So those people outside that are still sitting on their rear ends and on their hands and can't dial the phone and can't call up either for trivia or just call up to say hello or add something. It'd be nice. You can add something. This is your show. We're here. In the sighted community, you can call in too.
And I would like some emails about PSAs in your neck of the woods. And it's michael@blindandbeyondradioshow.org. So send me your email so I can announce your upcoming
events.
So
Charles. So
yeah.
You went blind suddenly. Is that it?
Yes.
Okay. You hear that, folks? You know, there's an old expression. What's about the curb, hon? What's that famous expression about the curb?
I always say you're 1 foot from the curb.
You're 1 foot from the curb.
We know.
In the business world.
Yep.
And in your eyes, well, Charles can tell you it happened to him suddenly. Bingo! Went blind. Right, Charles?
That's correct.
Oh, and did you have a disease?
Well, no.
No. And neither did I. No disease, nothing in my family. Mine, they said, was tension. So I lost my eyesight. Snap your finger, bingo, lost my eyesight, sighted.
And you weren't home either to make
it
worse.
I wasn't home.
You
I was on
Detroit.
A business trip. Yeah, I was on a business trip. And before I lost my eyesight, I was driving a car on the turnpike in Ohio turnpike. And I had someone was with me, thank God. And I just said to the person, would you mind driving? I don't feel so good. And they started driving, and then I started reading the paper. And all of a sudden, reading the paper, you pull down the shades in your house, and that's what happened to my eyes. And that's it. That's the story. There was no other thing here. It's just like, bingo, you lost your eyes. No more sight. No more sight. I mean, I still have my eyes, but it don't work. So, and here's the same thing with Charles. Charles,
yeah.
Oh, we're going to break. Stay All tuned right. on the other side of the break. We'll see you on the other side. Stay tuned for Blind and Beyond.
Would you like to be able to easily read a normal print book, watch TV, or movies, or see the notes at a presentation? eSight Eyewear may be the breakthrough you've dreamed about. Our electronic glasses help 3 out of 4 people with various eye conditions, including macular degeneration, Stargardt's disease, diabetic retinopathy, and other conditions, to actually see. eSight Eyewear can change your life in so many ways, from letting you clearly see your daughter's wedding to making it easier to get the job you deserve. Call 1-855-837-4448 today to arrange your personal eSight demonstration and discover the life-changing difference eSight Eyewear makes for you. Our dedicated team spent more than 5 years developing electronic glasses specifically to overcome low vision. See how eSight works for yourself, even outside and while you're moving around. Call 1-855-8-eSight now. Or go to eSightEyewear.com. That's eSightEyewear.com.
Hey, Michael.
What do you want?
You know what? You always talk about me cooking on a grill and you can't do it. Well, guess what? I found a grill that you can cook on.
Yeah, but wait, Gary. I'm afraid of the gas. I don't want to burn down my house.
Well, Smokin' Brothers took care of that. That's S-M-O-K-I-N Brothers. They made a grill, and it's made in USA, too, which is really cool. But it's a barbecue grill, it's a smoker, and it's a convection oven, and it's all done in electric. So there's no flames for you to put your hands into, Michael. How's that?
Are you saying it's a combination smoking grill and a barbecue grill all together?
Absolutely. And it is so safe.
Who's going to put it together?
Smokin' Brothers will put it together for you. They will not only put it together for you, but they'll install it for you. And Michael, this smoker only has one dial and has clicks you can hear every time you turn the temperature up or down. And I'm going to tell you what, Michael. This is a blind-friendly grill. A blind-friendly grill. Call Stu at Main Street Mower, Winter Garden. The phone number is 407-654-9299. That's 407-654-9299.
The doctor said I would never see again, but with eSight, I can see, and I can do so much more on my own. That's what a young man recently told us after getting his eSight eyewear. Would you like to be able to actually see? Imagine being able to do everything from watching live theater to threading a needle. Imagine being able to go after the kind of job you want. Best of all, imagine being able to clearly see your loved ones. Our dedicated team spent more than 5 years developing electronic glasses specifically to overcome low vision. Whether you have macular degeneration, Stargardt's disease, diabetic retinopathy, or any condition, call 1-855-837-4448 today to arrange your personal eSight demo. Discover our tremendous support and the life-changing difference eSight Eyewear makes for you. That's 1-8-eSight, or go to eSightEyewear.com. That's eSightEyewear.com.
Welcome, welcome back to the Blind and Beyond Radio Show. And this is your host, Michael. The phone number to call in, 407-894-1680. We have a very special guest right now with an unusual name. Taylor West.
We do. We have
Hi,
Taylor. And Taylor is the VP of Access and Outreach at eSight Eyewear, and we are so looking forward to talking to you.
Yeah, it's great to talk to you guys as well.
This is really exciting. So why don't, I guess we'll just go right to it and
tell us
about the amazing electronic glasses that let blind people actually see.
Yeah, they're pretty cool technology. We have about 500 people using them at this point, and I think you described them pretty well. They're electronic glasses for people with legal blindness or low vision, lots of different types, which I'm sure we'll talk about. And it's pretty incredible what it allows people to do. It really does allow them to see. We quite often find that people put them on and they go from legally blind to reading an eye chart at 20/20.
What'd you say? Repeat that again.
Reading an eye chart at 20/20 is something we see pretty often in demos, and it's always incredible when someone does it, because sometimes they're doing it while they're looking through eSight, And then we'll show them at the end of the demo and say, you know, this is what you just read, and 2020 on an eye chart is pretty incredibly small. And it's amazing. People laugh or they'll cry. Some people are just, you know, stunned silence because they can't believe how well they're able to see with eSight on. And, of course, it's also, you know, they eventually get them, and it just becomes a part of their life being able to see like that.
Can I ask a question?
This is Charles.
How?
How what?
How do they work to go from legally blind to 20/20?
Sure. So basically what eSight does, when you put them on, there's a camera that sits just over the bridge of your nose, and on the inside are two little high-definition screens. And what eSight does is it captures a video through that camera, processes it through a computer, and basically every pixel of that video is being manipulated to get the most out of that person's remaining vision. And then it's put onto those little screens in real time so that there's no delay or anything. And the effect is that, you know, through the various enhancements, it's capitalizing on the vision that that person still has and makes much more use of it so that they're able to see in much greater detail.
Taylor, I have a question. We're saying that it lets blind people actually see, but you're saying more specifically that it's low vision and visually, so it isn't a person that's totally blind.
So no, not totally blind. So to give you an idea of who it works for, there's about 47 different vision conditions in the 500 people that have eSight. So we've had a lot of success sort of across many, many different types of vision loss. The most common ones are things like macular degeneration, diabetic retinopathy, those sorts of eye conditions where a lot of our users have central vision loss, so they have that blind spot in the middle with peripheral vision, or they have vision loss sort of like what you'd see with something like ocular albinism, where there's no blind spot, there's no tunnel vision, but the whole field is what would be called low acuity, so it's lacking detail. And that's sort of the majority of people that have eSight. The typical person with eSight has acuity of about 2080 to 2800, although we do have some users with lower acuity. It's just a little more individual at that point.
If anybody has a question for Taylor, please call up now during his visit.
But if you're going to call in, reference to what we're talking about right now.
Please
call
Taylor.
Only reference to talking
for,
to Taylor.
For eSight.
If you want to call in and ask questions
about.
Want
to give them the number?
The phone number here to call in if you want to speak to Taylor is 407-894-1680. 407-894-1680. If you want to talk to Taylor about this amazing, what do you want to call it? Amazing glasses?
Electronic glasses.
What do you call them?
Glasses.
And, amazing glasses.
The reason we call them glasses, it's, we really think of eSight as an approximation of typical sight. So we're really trying to give to people that are legally blind what typical eyeglasses would give to someone that is sighted but needs their vision corrected. So, you know, unlike a lot of other low vision tools that are very task specific, we think of ourselves like glasses. You put them on when you want to see something, and that can be almost any task.
So, Taylor, if an individual is corrected to, say, close to 20/20, would they be able to drive?
So driving is the one thing that you're not allowed to do with eSight. There's a lot of laws and rules and regulations around what you can and can't drive with. So for now, eSight, unfortunately, isn't something you're able to drive with.
So I'd still
hey, Taylor, Chris here. Let me ask this. Is there something with the glasses that's processing in the cells of the membrane or something to bring that visualization to reality for the blind?
Yeah, so basically the video is being run through a little computer that the person will wear on their hip, and that's also where the controls are. So the best way to think of it is there's sort of two sets of things eSight's doing. There's the enhancements that are user-controlled, so the user can magnify, they can adjust contrast, those sorts of things. And then there's the enhancements that the computer is going to handle in the background to make it easier on the user. So it'll automatically balance colors, change the brightness, autofocus. So, and then there's a whole advanced set of controls for sort of more complicated tasks that the user might want to do. But the overall effect is that the video is very highly manipulated, and the user is going to customize it to whatever task they're trying to do, whatever setting they're trying to do it in, and they can do all these different tasks with just the one device.
So if you were doing close work, like needlework or something like that, it'll automatically adjust? You don't have to manually adjust it?
Right. So to take the example, if you were doing needlework, you might sit down and set up your eSight with the controls and think, okay, so this is pretty detailed, so I'm going to need a fair bit of magnification. Maybe you're someone that responds really well to the contrast enhancement, so I'm going to turn that up as well. Once you do that, you might then let the autofocus take on focusing the camera to the right distance, whether you're looking at the needle, looking down at your work. So what people learn to do is they use eSight and set it up for the task, which really doesn't take very long. When you see our users do it, it takes 10 seconds. But they set up for the task, and then they let the camera do all the automatic adjustments so that it's sort of a very smooth process as they go through their project.
Wow.
And does it work well with with just general walking and things like that, not just, you know, close working tasks? You know, just to walk around, walk with your guide dog, things like that.
Yeah, that's what's actually so incredible about eSight is we have users that will wear it for 8 or 10 hours a day, and if you talk to them, they'll make breakfast with it, they'll walk to the bus stop and take public transit with it, mm-hmm. they'll, you know, be in the office all day or at school using it throughout the different tasks of the day, and then they'll go home and relax and watch TV or read a book. And eSight's going to be the one thing, the one tool that they use to do all these different sorts of activities, and it will just sort of adjust as they need throughout their day.
So if you're looking long distance, it'll automatically kind of focus as far as the camera's concerned.
Yeah, so when it realizes that you're looking far away, the camera will adjust so that it will bring everything far away into focus. When you want to read a book and that's up close, it will adjust so that everything's focused into, you know, 13, 14 inches away where you're holding the book. And the camera's going to constantly try and do that. There's some sort of advanced modes, like I mentioned, that some people will use for very specific tasks. So let me give an example. One of our users is an electrical engineer who actually works soldering circuit boards. So for him, he uses some of the advanced modes where he actually locks the autofocus so that it won't change if his hand moves in front of the camera. So that's something where people will work with their trainers that they always have access to, where if they want to do one of the sort of more complex tasks where there's many different types of enhancements that they want to do, the user trainers, what we call our ambassadors, will help people learn how to do those things.
I want to remind everybody to please call in if you have a question for Taylor in reference to the eSight glasses. It's 407-894-1680, and he's waiting to talk to you.
How do people find out more about it for themselves as far as to see if they can use it, to see if they qualify to get it?
I figured we would talk about that after, That's important.
Well, for anyone that's curious about eSight, our website's a really cool resource where there's tons of information on what we do, what the technology is, and, you know, who it works for, that sort of thing. They can also give us a call. We have some very friendly people that will pick up the phone. We call them our concierges, who will basically walk you through every step of the process to getting eSight. And that's, you know, scheduling a demo all the way through what you need on the day of your demo, what you might and what to expect. So you can either visit us online at www.esiteeyewear.com or give us a call at 1-855-8-ESITE.
Charles, I'm thinking that you're thinking that these would work for you. Am I right? I can tell.
Yes, yeah. I am.
Yeah.
That would, they sound
well,
great.
Well, ask more questions.
Yeah, would you say it again, your phone number?
Well, what we have, he has, we're coming back on the other side of the break and he'll be with us some more so we can get more information. So, Charles.
Wow.
Yeah.
So you can do, I mean, I'm thinking all these things are
spinning around in your head.
Yeah.
So Charles, as an example, what causes your vision loss? Tell me, if you could tell me a little bit about your vision.
I've had 6 eye surgeries for detached retinas, detached maculars, and I've got some scar tissue buildup, a little double vision, and some distorted vision and no peripheral vision and no depth perception.
But Charles, when you use those little glasses sometimes, you can see.
Right, that's for reading.
For the reading.
Yeah, that's for close up.
Right.
I have the, what they call them, Eschenbach.
Eschenbach.
Yeah, glasses, you know, with the manual focus type thing to help me read.
The very thick glass.
Are you familiar with those, Taylor?
Yeah, I know exactly what you mean. So basically the reason I asked the question is this is what our concierges do. They have a conversation with you about what your vision's like. And one of the really important things is having a conversation about what you're hoping to be able to do with eSight. So, you know, you've mentioned being able to see further distances is something that's really important. From what you're saying, it sounds like you do have a type of vision loss that we could probably help. But I always tell people, really the best way to figure it out is to try a demo. Trying eSight is pretty simple. You know, after we figure out a little bit about your vision and what eSight might be able to do for you, it's just a matter of putting it on and seeing what you can see. So our demos are quite detailed, and they're sort of user-directed, because depending on what you say you'd like to be able to do with eSight, we want to make sure that you have the opportunity to try those different sorts of things while wearing them in the demo.
So would you come to me, or do I have to come to you? How does that work?
It sort of depends on geography. We're based in Toronto in Canada, so we always have demos available there. But many of our staff are on the road all the time. So at any given week, we're in 3 or 4 different U.S. cities, sort of on a rotating basis. So typically, we encourage people to give us a call. And that's another one of the functions our concierges have, where they'll tell you about our schedule. They'll tell you what's coming up. And we certainly try to come to you, I guess, so that you have a chance to try it as soon as possible. Although we have had some people travel to us, in some cases from very far away. We had a few people from Australia, for instance, fly all the way to North America to try eSight.
Wow, I can understand why.
We're going to break.
Hold on,
Taylor. Don't go away. Stay tuned for Blind and Beyond. See you on the other side of the...
When Sean first tried on eSight eyewear, he saw his daughter's face clearly for the first time in over 10 years. Then he looked at his wife, and he could literally see the sparkle in her eyes. The tears in both their eyes were tears of joy. Would you like to be able to actually see? With eSight eyewear, you could see your loved ones again, enjoy greater independence, and more fully participate in every aspect of life. Our dedicated team spent more than 5 years developing electronic glasses specifically to overcome low vision, even outside and even while you're moving around. Whether you have macular degeneration, Stargardt's disease, diabetic retinopathy, or any condition, call 1-888-888-888. 855-837-4448 today to arrange your personal eSight demonstration and discover the life-changing difference eSight Eyewear and our tremendous support makes for you. That's 1-855-8-eSight. Or go to eSighteyewear.com. That's eSighteyewear.com.
Hi, I'm Bernie Kiesel, CPA, and your certified financial planner. It's tax time again, time to tell Uncle Sam what you made last year and figure out how much you get to keep. My firm is experienced with all manner of tax issues. If you have tax items that are new or unusual, we can help. Items that need special expertise include rental properties, sales of stocks, bonds, or mutual funds, early distributions from IRAs or company retirement plans, inherited monies, or sales of property. You may have moved last year or have a business that needs to be included. Perhaps you got 1099s from unexpected sources, including credit card debt that was canceled. Maybe the mortgage on your home was abandoned. Or maybe you have a 1099 with a big number on it. Call me today at 407-677-1040 for a no-cost phone consultation. Mention this ad and get 10% off on your tax preparation fee. Again, that number is 407-677-1040. Or visit my website at OrlandoCPA.net.
If you have macular degeneration, Stargardt's disease, or diabetic retinopathy, eSight might be the breakthrough you've dreamed about. Our dedicated team spent more than 5 years developing electronic glasses specifically to overcome low vision. That's why eSight Eyewear helps the vast majority of people with these and many other low vision conditions to actually see, even outside, and even while you're moving around. Imagine living more independently, being free to work in any field you choose, ready to fully participate in a whole host of activities that add to your enjoyment of life. Imagine being able to see people's faces clearly, including the faces of the people you love. Call 1-855-837-4448 today to arrange your personal eSight demonstration and discover the life-changing difference eSight Eyewear and our tremendous product support makes for you. That's 1-855-8-eSight or go to eSighteyewear.com. That's eSighteyewear.com.
Welcome back to the Blind and Beyond Radio Show. This is your host, Michael, and we've been talking to Taylor West from eSight. You're blowing our minds. You're blowing our mind, Taylor West.
Yeah, seriously.
You're blowing our minds.
It is, like I said, really cool stuff.
So if anybody's just tuning in, could you just please tell them briefly what we're talking
about?
Well,
no, wait, let me give them the phone number. If you want to call now and to ask any questions, Taylor West.
It's
now's the time to call 407-416.
No, that's yours.
My 407-894-1680. 407-894-1680.
We're talking to Taylor West.
I mean, he's
West.
Blown my mind. I mean, it's unbelievable what he's saying. So it's not for everybody as far as eSight. The glasses. It's not for everybody. But for those it is for, oh my God, it could change your life. Call now. Ask any question you want to Taylor West. Now's the time to call. Taylor, you're on.
Yep. Happy to answer any questions people have about how people use it, what kinds of tasks they like to do. I always like to say that our youngest user is 6 and our oldest user is 97.
Wow.
And,
wow.
You know, take any 91-year slice of humanity and you definitely get tons and tons of different stories, tons of different uses. So there's some really great stories.
Give us a story. Give us a story, Taylor. Give us an example.
Sure. So there's a good example of someone that uses eSight. I'll tell you about one of my colleagues. So he's actually in charge these days he's one of our ambassadors, and he's in charge of working with the various partners we have that are businesses that are implementing eSight for their blind employees and helping them be really functional at work. And what's so interesting about him is he lost his vision in his late 20s and ended up going back to school, to university, after he lost his vision to retrain and hopefully start a new career. So he went through the first 3 years of university using the various services available through his disability services office, which included all sorts of different things, including technology like CCTVs were made accessible to him, computer software of different kinds, as well as things like note takers and guides around campus. But when he got his eSight in his fourth year of university, it's this one line that he said to me once I thought was so powerful. He said it was the first, once he had his eSight, that was the first time he'd ever walked into the library on campus. Before that, he relied on the university to help him by digitizing books, which, you know, could take a little while, and it wasn't an ideal way to do research. But once he had eSight on, he could just walk into the library and pick any book he wanted off the shelf and read it.
That's amazing.
So it sort of completely changed the way he was doing his schoolwork.
Isn't that something?
That is amazing.
Imagine how happy he was.
Wow.
Yeah, I mean, he uses a very specific phrase. He always says it was a life-changing experience.
And give us an example of a child.
Yeah, there's quite a few kids these days using eSight. You know, one of our very first users was a young girl, I believe she was 7 when she got her eSight, living up in Ottawa in Canada. And there's this amazing video that came out a few years ago. It was a news report where they were interviewing her and they were interviewing people at her school about how it had changed things for her. And her principal talks about how not only does eSight help her in the classroom, so, you know, with all those different tasks, reading your notes, looking up and reading the board, those sorts of things, she talks about how eSight really changed how this young girl socially interacted with her peers, because, you know, she wasn't sort of different within the classroom because, you know, she was relying on other people, her, you know, personal support worker, for instance, for all her learning needs. eSight really let her integrate much more with the rest of the classroom. So she got to work more with the other kids. She could see her teacher. And it really changed the social aspects as well as the educational aspects for her in the classroom.
Do you have a lot of children? What percentage of your users are children? A small percentage or a lot?
A pretty healthy percentage are kids. I would say the most common are sort of young adults through middle age.
Mm-hmm.
And that often reflects the fact that people using eSight often have, you know, great reasons for using it, like they have a job or they're going to university, something like that. We do have lots of kids because it does so much for them in the classroom. And we of course have lots of people that are older because, you know, vision loss is increasingly common in people over 65. And for each age group, you just see different kinds of things that they want to do with eSight. Whereas some people, you know, I know of one woman who uses her eSight to go indoor rock climbing. That's not necessarily something for everyone. You know, we have people that love eSight because it lets them do the crossword puzzle or watch their favorite TV show or go to their grandson's soccer game. There's just tons of different things that people can do with it, and it's amazingly individual what people will do.
That is so cool.
Anybody out there want to call in? Now's the time. Now's the time to call. Taylor West is here to talk to you. 407-894-1680.
And one of the other really cool things that we've been working on lately is we've developed some tremendous partners that are working specifically with individuals that are blind and have low vision for employment. So specifically, they're members of the National Institutes for the Blind. And in those cases, we've been able to work with these partners to help their low vision employees be more functional in the workplace. And what's so awesome is we're seeing people with all these different sorts of jobs in one place using eSight. So, you know, within one factory, we might have the receptionist wearing eSight, someone in sales wearing eSight, someone on the floor doing assembly wearing eSight. So these are, you know, really, really different types of work that require completely different sorts of accommodations, which, to be honest, sort of reflects how a lot of people's jobs are, where one job is actually lots of smaller jobs that you have to be able to do. But in all these cases, eSight, you know, ends up being a tool that gets them through their day and allows them to be as efficient as possible.
Do you have any other questions, Charles?
No, except how can I get a pair?
Well, that's what I was thinking. That's important for the listeners to know what to do if they're interested.
You have to call. Call.
What should they do, Taylor?
Can I just get a pair just for fun? I want to. I can see, but it sounds like that's pretty cool. Yeah.
So, Taylor, would you say again, will they call and speak to the concierge?
Yeah, so the best way to get in touch with us is to give our concierges a call. And they can be reached at 1-855-8-ESIGHT. And if you're curious for more information, of course, our website, like I said, is a great resource at www.esighteyewear.com. But in both cases, like I said, for anyone with vision loss, it can make such an amazing difference in their life. It's just such a good idea. Pardon me.
Yeah.
It's such a good idea to at least check it out.
I have one question. Is it covered by most insurances? Or?
So right now, eSight isn't covered by insurance, which is a big part of my job, actually, to work with all the different partners that could potentially help someone get eSight. So that ranges from private insurance to various types of government programs. And right now, as I said, it's not covered by and large, but we have what we call our fundraising team. And what they do is anyone that tries eSight and isn't able to afford it, they try to sit down with that person, have a conversation about what ways can we help you get eSight, whether that means helping you access different types of programs that might pay. So we've had some people, for instance, look at vocational rehabilitation programs, if they want to be able to get back to work, all the way up to literally fundraising, whether that means online. We've had people, you know, have a bolus fund or, you know, raise money at church. There's tons and tons of different options that people have done, and our fundraising people try to support that in any way they can.
Well, now's the time, folks. Anybody want to call in? Speak to Taylor West? 407-894-1680.
I have a basic question. Are the glasses comfortable? Are they lightweight?
Yeah, they're quite comfortable. And one of the really neat things about them is they're what's called bioptic. So bioptic means that they can basically be worn either tilted up. So they're sort of above your eyes. If you look up, you can look into the screens, but you still are able to look straight ahead. Or they can be down in a much more immersive view. So what that allows someone to do is, the immersive view is great if you have one task and you're really working hard on it. So you're reading a book, you're doing needlework, even you're watching TV. Those are sort of situations where you're not moving around and you just want to sort of focus on what you're looking at. When it's tilted up, that's really the reason people are able to walk around with it, because they still have their peripheral vision, so they're able to look down underneath the glasses, and they're using their natural vision to find objects in their environment. So those could be tables, chairs, other people, even, you know, the curb on a sidewalk. But then they also have access to the screens by just glancing slightly up, and they still have those enhancements. So, you know, a great example would be walking up to the curb of a street. You might have them tilted up in that bioptic position so that you're in your peripheral vision, you look down and you see the curb, so you know where to stop. But then you might look up into the eSight to see the street sign or the walk sign on the light to let you know if it's safe to cross the street.
Like a bifocal.
So it really sort of fits in with the other skills that someone with low vision is likely to have.
Okay. Okay, well, if anybody's interested, please call Eastside Eyewear. And what is the number again, please, Taylor?
It's 1-855-8-Eastside.
Okay, you'll be back soon. I know. Well,
thank you so much for coming on board today. We really appreciate it.
So much information.
Thank you to this amazing, amazing Eastside glasses. It's amazing.
Thank you, Taylor.
Certainly.
Thank you,
Great
Taylor.
Talking
coming
to you
on
guys.
Board. Thank you
Take
so much.
Take care. We'll talk
board.
To you again
Thank
soon.
You.
Bye-bye.
Okay, talk to you soon.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Do those
wow.
glasses sound amazing for those people who can
geez.
Use it?
Oh, geez. Amazing.
For those people that can use it, it changes your life. But then you have to be aggressive. You have to pick
right.
up the phone
That's right.
and want to make a phone call. Like anything else, for those people who sit there and do nothing, nothing happens. Goes back to the famous two words today's show. You have to be aggressive.
And persistent.
And persistent. Persistent. Lines are busy. Ignore it. Just keep on calling, calling, calling until you get through. That's it.
Right, we're going to break, I guess.
We're going to break?
Yep.
Okay.
Yep.
Well, we'll see you on the other side of the break. You stay tuned for the Blind and Beyond.
Hi, I'm Bernie Kiesel, CPA, and your certified financial planner. It's tax time again, time to tell Uncle Sam what you made last year and figure out how much you get to keep. My firm is experienced with all manner of tax issues. If you have tax items that are new or unusual, we can help. Items that need special expertise include rental properties, sales of stocks, bonds, or mutual funds, early distributions from IRAs or company retirement plans, inherited monies, or sales of property. You may have moved last year or have a business that needs to be included. Perhaps you got 1099s from unexpected sources, including credit card debt that was canceled. Maybe the mortgage on your home was abandoned. Or maybe you have a 1099 with a big number on it. Call me today at 407-677-1040 for a no-cost phone consultation. Mention this ad and get 10% off on your tax preparation fee. Again, that number is 407-677-1040. Or visit my website at OrlandoCPA.net.
Hey, Michael.
What do you want?
You know what? You always talk about me cooking on a grill and you can't do it. Well, guess what? I found a grill that you can cook on.
Yeah, but wait, Gary. I'm afraid of the gas. I don't want to burn down my house.
Well, Smokin' Brothers took care of that. It's S-M-O-K-I-N Brothers. They made a grill, and it's made in USA, too, which is really cool. But it's a barbecue grill, it's a smoker, and it's a convection oven, and it's all done in electric. So there's no flames for you to put your hands into, Michael. How's that?
Are you saying it's a combination smoking grill and a barbecue grill all together?
Absolutely. And it is so safe.
Who's going to put it together?
Smokin' Brothers will put it together for you. They will not only put it together for you, but they'll install it for you. And Michael, this smoker only has one dial and has clicks you can hear every time you turn the temperature up or down. And I'm going to tell you what, Michael. This is a blind-friendly grill. A blind-friendly grill. Call Stu at Main Street Mower, Winter Garden. The phone number is 407-654-9299. That's 407-654-9299.
Would you like to be able to easily read a normal print book, watch TV, or movies, or see the notes at a presentation? Eastside Eyewear may be the breakthrough you've dreamed about. Our electronic glasses help 3 out of 4 people with various eye conditions, including macular degeneration, Stargardt's disease, diabetic retinopathy, and other conditions to actually see. Eastside Eyewear can change your life in so many ways, from letting you clearly see your daughter's wedding to making it easier to get the job you deserve. Call 1-855-837-4448 today to arrange your personal eSight demonstration and discover the life-changing difference eSight Eyewear makes for you. Our dedicated team spent more than 5 years developing electronic glasses specifically to overcome low vision. See how eSight works for yourself, even outside and while you're moving around. Call 1-855-8-eSight now. Or go to eastsideeyewear.com. That's eastsideeyewear.com.
Ah!
Welcome back. And this is the final segment of the Blind and Beyond radio show. And this is your host, Michael. And I'm here with Lynn Golder. I'm here with Charles Brooks.
Hey.
And I'm here with Dawn Brooks.
Still here.
All you sighted folks listening to the show, hope you're learning something today. And I hope you'll call in. I hope you're part of the show. We love you being part of the sighted world that you were in. How can I put the best words? This is a show for all of us and you, the sighted, the blind, the visually impaired. It's all, we're all in it together, as they say. This is the bridge between our communities. So call in, be part of the show. And the visually impaired, the blind community, you can pick up the phone as well and call.
Mike, I'm still shocked about Taylor West and the formation of these glasses that they've produced to give sight to those that are not completely blind, but partially blind is the word. Is that the word that I should say?
Yes, visually impaired.
Visually impaired.
The correct wordage would say visually impaired.
Okay, for the visually impaired.
Yes.
I mean, that's amazing, and I gotta give credit to where credit is due for someone to do something like that of that caliber. That's a lot of brain work. Maybe I need to go back to school for science.
There you go. Well, that's what science comes up today. For the low vision and visually impaired. It's not for, might not be for me, might not be for the blind community, but I still like to learn what else is out there for my friends. It's not good for me, but
it's just a phone call anyway, just to find out.
You never let's put it this way. The people listen to the show, got nothing to lose. Pick up the phone and call. They'll tell you if it's not for you. They'll tell you, well, it's not for you, but maybe you got a friend it's for. So it's a great,
and their website is, I don't know the phone number offhand, but it's eSightEyewear.com.
Well, it's great and it's amazing, that's for sure. I wish it would have worked for me, because if I would have had that in, I'd still be in the garment industry.
Wait a minute.
Yep.
And I'd still be working.
And you still be working. What were you going to say?
There's
there you go. There's Gary Sinclair's foghorn.
The foghorn.
The foghorn.
Let me hear it again. Sounds like a sick cow.
So that means the show is near. It's almost over.
Another
next
week.
Week's show, we have a special guest host. His name is Glenn Allgood.
Yes, Glenn
and
Allgood.
And he's the host of the morning show here at WOKB. And he's going to be sitting here.
That should be fun.
And that'll be fun because don't forget, he is sighted. So we'll have a sighted guest host. And that'd be very interesting.
Glenn and Chris here.
Yep.
We'll have
a
lot of fun.
You don't know what you're setting yourself up for.
Yep. It should be a fun show.
It should be. Yeah.
So what else, Lynn?
Oh, just remind everybody about going to the website again before we go
off
the
air. Yeah, why don't you say that? Yeah. If you want to go to our website, or if you want to write to us, it's michael@blindandbeyondradioshow.org. That's if you want to write to us. michael@blindandbeyondradioshow.org. If you want to go to our website, don't say michael@, just say blindandbeyondradioshow.org. That's it.
Over
looks like the
out.
Show's over.
Thanks,
God
Charles.
Bless you all for
thanks,
listening.
Dawn. Thanks,
God
Chris.
God bless you all.
Hey.
And see you next week.
All righty.
Good night, everyone.
Have a good week, everyone.
Bye. Take care.
Bye-bye.
Us down, but now it looks like things are finally coming around. I know we've got a long, long way to go, and where we'll end up, I don't know. But we won't let nothing ourselves together. We're polishing up our act. And if you clean up our act,